This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're back on the Pulse with Ali and Othniel tonight. We just heard the latest single by Snail Mail. That's a title track of her forthcoming album, Valentine. Very nice. She's releasing it next month, but just dropped the single earlier today. Okay, on the Pulse tonight, we're going to be talking a bit about blockchain and concert tickets, and here's what we've got for you tonight.
The main focal point is around an artist that we rarely play on the station, Ed Sheeran. But just close your eyes and imagine, it's 2017, pre-pandemic times. Ed Sheeran has just dropped his third studio album, Divide, that featured, of course, The Shape of You, fastest-selling album by a male solo artist in the UK, best-selling album worldwide in 2017 by any artist, like it or not. He then embarked on a huge world tour that started in 2017 and ended in 2019, 2 years on the road. And in 2019, he managed to score the record of becoming the biggest, most attended and highest grossing tour of all time.
Wow.
But Ed Sheeran faced an issue, a big one. A tour that size can only mean one thing. Ticket scalpers were everywhere, buying up huge quantities of tickets and selling them back to real fans for as much as 8 times the price. Pretty ridiculous, but not unheard of, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear things like buying up huge quantities, I'm thinking like, how many tickets can you
20
buy?
20 maybe.
Apparently more than 700 tickets.
Oof.
Yeah. So what was Ed Sheeran's move to combat this? He ended up cancelling up to 10,000 tickets and putting them back on sale at face value for real fans to purchase those tickets. Must have been a long process, right, for his team to slowly cancel and refund those tickets.
Yeah, I mean, the logistical nightmare behind this must have been quite mammoth. And this has been an ongoing issue, right? It's very common to see tickets being resold at higher prices for big concerts, especially the bigger the artist, the bigger the chances of this happening, festivals and whatnot. And sometimes those tickets are not even real. They're fake tickets. And I remember the story of YouTube star Genie Boy. He paid a high price to buy a Jay Chou concert tickets from a scalper, and only to find out that it was a fake one when he was denied entry at the stadium itself.
Man, imagine paying extra 2 times or 3 times the price of the original tickets and going to the concert.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And being denied entry at the gate because your tickets turn out to be fake, man.
Yeah, yeah. So now, with the help of blockchain technology, they have found a way to, in the words of Rage Against the Machine, take the power back. Ed Sheeran has announced that blockchain tech will be integrated in their ticketing system for his concert in France next year.
That's right. Tickets will be in the digital form via an app, and you will need to enter your phone number that will verify your identity. You also need to provide an identity document, which is maybe a driver's license, passport or ID with that ticket. The ticket itself will generate a dynamic QR code that changes from time to time, and you can't screenshot or sell it to others since the QR code must match at the time of admission.
Yeah, so blockchain seems to be one way for the future, and we've covered it multiple times on BFM.
Mm.
And in fact, we spoke about blockchain back in 2019 on The Pulse about how it can be utilized to help royalty payments. And here's a clip from an old episode featuring tech guru Jeff Sandhu explaining what's this thing called blockchain.
I guess the easiest way to explain what blockchain is it's an open ledger book. So, you know, just like any other ledger book, you have an individual who would, you know, write down every single data entry or checkpoint that it goes through, right? And that ledger book is then kept by a particular individual. So, for example, if you are, you know, if you own a credit card or a debit card, the ledger book is kept by the bank.
Yep.
So the bank will know if you can actually afford to buy this item when you, you know, if you swipe your card, that data goes to the bank. It will check with the bank. The bank will say, yes, you know, you can buy this phono amp for X amount of 100. And then, you know, you get the transaction. If the bank says no, it gets rejected. And then, you know, you can't purchase that thing. So imagine blockchain is that ledger book, but is shared to literally everyone in the world. So the beauty of that happening is that there's no central control. So there's no one authority who would say yes or no. It's a shared distributed system. So everyone has, you know, that same book, and everyone will decide and say that, you know, yes, you know, you can, you know, afford to buy this and so.
Right.
So when everyone has the ledger book, you can't tamper with the information. So
because everyone has the information.
Because everyone has it. Because if I were to tamper that information, I have to go through every single, you know, one's ledger book and then change that information there, right? Mm. And how many of these ledger books is just basically millions or thousands? It keeps creating. The more blockchain, the more chain. Blockchain is basically a chain. So that chain is just ever growing. It doesn't stop somewhere, right? So that's the beauty of blockchain. It's being used for food, because food, like for example in China, there's, you know, huge problem of fake food, right? So food that's actually not real food, it's using plastics and materials that can damage your health. So if you go to a store and you see there's like a QR code on like a packet of rice, you can scan the QR code and it will tell you every single processes of how that rice was made and delivered to the store itself. So in that sense, it gives you the assurance of like, yes, this is a legitimate packet of rice. So
because
same,
you can't tamper with that information.
You can't tamper with the information.
The very familiar voice of Jeff Sandu explaining what blockchain is. But to find out more about the impact of blockchain implementation in the ticketing world and the further implication it could bring to the industry, we have on the line right now Aaron Tang. He is the country manager for Luno Malaysia, and he's joining us right now to help us understand things better. Hey Aaron, thank you for joining us on the show. So what are some of the benefits of integrating blockchain to concert tickets, which are infamously targeted by ticket scalpers?
I see several advantages of integrating new technologies like blockchain and or NFT to concert tickets. For example, this could be used to prevent ticket scalping. It could be used to help improve authentication and prevent fraud for tickets. Additionally, it can also allow new ways of allowing artists and also companies direct access with their fans. And this could lead to all kinds of new cool things happening.
Yeah, so that's the benefits of integrating this system, right? But what are some of the cons? You know, is something like a complete system overhaul needed?
In terms of some of the cons, it's the same basically as using any new kind of system. So there needs to be some level of technical capability. There needs to be some investment required. And then there needs to be some thought in terms of reliability and what happens if the system doesn't work as intended. Now, I think this is the same whether it's blockchain technology, NFT technology, or any kind of new ticketing system. And I am very optimistic in how blockchain can continue to improve industries. So I just view this as necessary growing pains.
Mm. Now, you know, Ed Sheeran's concert production manager says that this implementation of blockchain in for the tickets, it's the most reliable way around the black market. Would you agree with that?
On Ed Sheeran's production manager's comments, I'm definitely not a concert ticketing expert myself. However, I would say that the fact that such reputable industry players making such comments are showing the vast potential of how technologies like blockchain and NFT can really help improve and also transform existing industries today.
Aaron, do you see this being adopted across the board by other ticketing companies? Because we know it's already adopted during in football during the previous UEFA Champions League and the Europa League finals as well.
I'm personally very bullish, and I do expect that we'll continue to see great innovations stemming from blockchain technology, cryptocurrency technology, that affect not just the financial or the technology sector, but as you can see, that is starting to affect the music industry. I'm personally believing that we'll start to see many, many other areas of our lives continue to be improved by these kinds of technologies.
Thank you so much, Aaron, for sharing your thoughts. That was Aaron Tang, country manager for Luno Malaysia. What do you think about this, Ali? Personally, I feel it's an amazing thing that tickets are going to real fans, because it's so common, right, for a fake fan to just buy up tickets in the hundreds and sell them for crazy prices. This time, the real fans get an opportunity to buy it.
Yeah, and you know, when prices of concert tickets go up because of scalpers, it really deters people, real fans, to get a chance to buy it. And we've seen this case of, you know, tickets selling out within minutes. Apparently, Yes only took half an hour to finish selling out the tickets when they played Singapore many, many years ago. Half an hour, 30 minutes, and you know, thousands of tickets gone. And now we know these scalpers are buying them in big numbers to resell them. And that's really not cool.
This might actually prevent bots from buying up huge quantities of tickets as well. But the only downside I can see is that it might be a bit tough to transfer your ticket to your friend because, you know, with identity required to verify your ownership of that ticket, it might be tough if you can't attend that concert last minute. Then it's a bit difficult to hand it over to your friend, you know,
right,
who wants his ticket. So I read up on this. Apparently, it's still possible, but you have to resell those tickets via a special customer service. So it's still possible, just that you have to go through a bit of a hassle to give it to your friend. But I think the pros outweighs the cons. What do you think?
Yeah, sounds like it could be the way forward. And especially, you know, when you're talking about big concerts, arena concerts with bands that are charging already a lot of money. I'm sure Ed Sheeran concert tickets are not cheap.
Yeah.
But to have to pay double or triple for that experience is really not cool. And this could help stabilize the prices, I guess.
Yeah, so tell us what you think. Are you excited about blockchain technology being integrated into ticketing systems? You can tweet us at BFM Radio. We are also on WhatsApp 018-789-8899.
Right, we're going to come back with a little bit of news on R. Kelly. The ruling for his court case is already out this week. And we're just going to look at his discography and what it means, you know, on streaming platforms. But before that, we're going to listen to a track.
Yep, it's a new one from Bass, J. Cole and Lil TJ. This track's called The Jackie, right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.